newborn fruit flies might not be that different from human babies. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Marla Sokolowski, professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology at the University of Toronto, looks at the genes of both species and finds a link that could help control obesity for us all.
If you're a newborn fruit fly, you have one job to do. Eat as much as you can in order to grow into a full-size adult. The transformation only takes a few days. Unlike humans, however, the body size of a fruit fly does not change once it becomes an adult. It is fixed and is based upon the feeding success of its initial larval stage, making those first meals very important for fitness for the rest of its life. Our discovery of a unique foraging gene in fruit flies that controls multiple feeding-related characteristics shows that the extent to which the gene is active in each fly, and the amount does vary, determines the size of its appetite, how much it eats and moves in search of food, and how much it stores fat for energy. We are able to attribute these roles to this particular gene by employing a revolutionary process with which we removed the gene and then added it back in different doses. Fruit fly with high amounts of the gene, known as rovers, tended to move a lot, eat very little, and stay lean. In contrast, fruit flies with low amounts of the gene, known as sitters, behaved in an opposite fashion. So you could imagine if you are a fly, a preference for sugar, a tendency to store fat, and a penchant for moving less than others could all contribute to the likelihood of being obese if you have low levels of the gene. The most curious and promising aspect of our discovery? This foraging gene found in fruit flies is also found in humans. In fact, when scientists first began mapping human genomes and comparing them to other organisms, they were shocked to discover humans don't have many more genes than flies do. So this is a hint from the fruit fly that may enable the development of methods to control obesity in humans. Genes may contribute to the tendency for someone to become obese after all.
That was Marla Sokolowski of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.